Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
I'm almost complete. Hold on, peoples. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get this thing started. This is Weeds Day Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Live up in the building. Actually, live up in the Starship. You know what I'm saying? Because we is in out of space. Starship Smelly Pride doing it real big all the way live. You know what I'm saying? Giving high fives. And, Luther Campbell? All right, somebody going to have Uncle Luke on the show. You know what I'm saying? Real powerful right there. The Blog Talk Radio Network, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, y'all check something out. And in just a second, I got a little something, a little promo I uploaded. And, you know, sent out to everybody. So everybody should have, you know what I'm saying, a copy of the promo. I did send it out in a mass email, you know what I'm saying, to everybody. So people who was asking for the little promo for their shows and stuff, you know what I'm saying, I've sent that, and then and I got a couple of little ads and stuff, you know, little new ads for the show. So we're going to be getting into that, don't you know, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do, start this off, you know what I'm saying, of course, with my artist, Mr. John New, you know what I'm saying, Wednesday. And then when we come back, I'm going to read a little funny story to y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? Just a little funny story, you know what I'm saying, for all the ladies out there.
So,
you know?
Do you like fat guys with no money?
If not.
I hope you're hungry, because I'm about to take you to lunch.
Uh-oh.
Gotta go. My meds are kicking in.
That's real. So let's go ahead and get into it. This is Miss John New. This is a medley that I put together for one of her shows that she did at Sharpel's Lounge right here in Tampa Bay, Florida. You know what I'm saying? So what you're going to hear is a medley of songs. Back to back, you know what I'm saying, from Miss Janu, because she is all
DJ Smell So Good.
Don't nobody this here.
Co-host going to be up in here in a minute, Mr. Motherfucking Cyanide.
You ready for it? Check this.
And we're going to get down. You already know. Wednesday, bitches. Damn, smell so good in the building. Starts to smell the flash regular game radio. Let's go.
Like a motherfucking cookie rack. Teeth chicken black, never spray red. Smoking on some good dro when the hair's red. Mama ass fat like restitution. When the body slam the bitch like Lex Luthor. Pop one pill, let the rest move. You wanna slide to the boat, mama, let's do it. Make that ass do the talk back. I get the pussy back, she ain't won't walk right.
I'm rich, bitch. When I walk a lot to shake this booty, I get it funny. No, I'm not your baby mama, child on a higher level.
Jimmy little Mike, I spit, I was telling, yeah, I peeped the way he been looking at me, shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the way, wait, so what's up, daddy, how many stacks you talking, if it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler, now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard, and he looking in my eyes and he sitting warm hard, I don't shake no ass, I left the pants, I don't shake no ass, I left the pants, I don't shake no ass, I left the pants,
she bending over.
Claude, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Okay.
the berry, the sweet of the juice. Yes, my name is Janu, I can hypnotize you. My words are seductive, my body's so luxurious. You see me back it up, you say you make me wanna cut. Please don't stop dancing, I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hip, I guess I'm just too much. Being tough, I get low, the thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of girls out here that really hate me. I pass through water, you just can't take me. I got dark brown eyes and thick, juicy thighs. Here, booty all everywhere. I got pink fingernails, yeah, drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guest artist appearing on BET. I try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. If it gets my voice, no, I'm not having it.
Hello, Wiener is
DJ Smells So Good.
And still super duper heavyweight champions of the universe.
Record the Game Entertainment.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that, y'all. Oh. Yeah, that's Miss Janu right there, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big for us, holding it down, you know what I'm saying. Got some new, what the f*** is the damn shit at? Hold on, beam old cyanide up in this mofo flipper. Let me see if I can find my damn new ass. What the f*** is that? Okay, I don't know what they did with my ad. What the hell going on? All right, people, let me beam in Mr. Cyanide, and then I'll find out what the hell going on with the program. Yeah, man, what's happening, brother? I did a promo for us, but can't seem to find it. Happened. You know, everybody kept asking for a promo to play on their show, you know what I'm saying, to advertise our show. So I went ahead and actually did a little promo, but I don't see this shit. Well, who didn't my dog? Who did my dog? There you go. Cyanide. What happened, Muda Mika? Okay. Muda Mika is not on the line. That's cool. Wednesday, we're going to be reading a little story to y'all. Oh, okay. Didn't have a working light. I know that shit, man. Yeah, if you're true smokers, people, you got to have a good working light. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, there is a little green poison in the air throughout the show. So if you hear me choking profusely, yeah, you'll know what the hell's going on. So real quick, let me play this real quick promo for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? It's my homegirl Buffy got something coming up, and this is what it is.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountaineers present Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission. So stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
That's what I'm talking about. And, I played a little show promo after my cold get there. But I want to warn everybody, you know.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah. All right, check this out. What the hell is my porn music at? Uh-oh, I hear somebody walking in. in the background, you know what I mean? I got my mic open so I can hear when co-host comes in, you know what I'm saying? So I hear him in the background. Watch this, y'all. Woo, woo, woo!
I'm still here.
I'm the shit. I always know, goddamn it, when I'd get somebody attention in there. At least the dog listening to me, goddamn it. Shit. Woo, woo, woo! No, he ain't talking to me now. No, man. Yeah, I feel you, brother. I had ran into that situation before. I had to run all the way. Well, shit, y'all know I had to go walk across the street yesterday to get a damn blunt. So.
Yeah,
nah,
luckily,
check this out.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be teamed up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, So Good, and international co-host Sayonai from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smelly Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Promo out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What happened?
What's happening? I'm lighting up my first, actually not, because I smoked this morning. My first joint of the day.
That's my first, man. I'm only on the first.
Yeah, but it's morning for you, and it's evening for me.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Well, actually, it's afternoon, so I normally, you know, get up first thing in the morning and smoke one, but I had to get up early in the morning and go run some errands and shit, so kind of fucked up. I took my damn mom's car yesterday to go get oil change, to get a service, you know what I'm saying, get the little, you know, 25,000-mile service and shit. How about she go, you know, they do the courtesy drop off and go pick up and come back, and, you know what I'm saying, she come home. She hand me my keys. How about it? Ain't no alarm on my keys. It's a body, but no guts into my alarm. The motherfucker, I don't know what the hell happened. But I get my alarm key back, and there's no alarm in it.
Alrighty. They gave you the wrong one?
No, they gave me my alarm back, but somehow they either dropped it, and the you know, all the guts came out. And nobody knew about it, or I don't know what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? I know I ain't got my damn, I can't get into the car, and I can't crank the car without the remote.
Yeah, and you have to go back to get the remote now, or did they lose it?
You see what I'm saying? I went back this morning, well, that's what I was doing. I went back to the dealership this morning, and, I mean, shit, these motherfuckers worse than the goddamn police and shit, you know what I'm saying, with all these fucking off days. You know, dude ain't there, this dude ain't there. Yeah, man, I mean, God damn, the police got more fucking off days. Shit. So now I got to wait till tomorrow and call tomorrow afternoon. Talk to some other dude, and if that don't happen, then wait till Saturday. Talk now, all this old bullshit. You know, that's basically what they're doing, getting me running around with the bullshit. But ain't nothing I can do. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I got it. Yeah. At least I got a backup remote to use, because if not, you know what I'm saying, when she got there, they had to use her, whatchamacallit, her car, her remote. You know what I'm saying? Because my damn remote, it wasn't nothing in it. I'm like, look at this bullshit is. I don't know. There must somebody going to reimburse me something. I don't give a shit. Somebody gonna do something, man. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Up in here real quick. I got a, y'all gonna be hearing the goddamn show promo 30 fucking thousand times. You damn right. Ah, shit. Keep fucking playing it. Here you go. We're gonna play on.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be teamed up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, So Good, and international co-host Sayonai from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I didn't put the motherfucking sign night just because Firefox, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if I send it to him, he tries to maintain the clean show. So we don't want to corrupt him.
Well, I can always make a sample for you that you can put my own voice in the intro.
I'm trying to think of how to do that. Because, I mean, it took me so long just to think of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Think of something clean. I was like, fucking clean. Oh, shit. I haven't thought that way in ages. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
Thinking
clean. How the hell do you do that? Yeah. Gotta think clean and shit. Uh-oh. Too loud.
Uh-oh.
Too loud.
Porn too loud.
There we go. Porn's too loud. Oh, yeah. Train coming through?
Yes. It's the train coming through, and I'm outside. It's sunny. It's really, really warm this week over here. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, check this out. I'm going to read a little something for you, man. You know I'm always giving y'all some readings, man. Always giving y'all some readings and interesting to think about. Give y'all something real interesting to think about. You ever thought what the world would be like if there weren't no Dutch people in the world?
If there were no Dutch people in the world, you wouldn't miss out a lot, I think. There are only 17 million of us.
Now, damn, that's an impact. Shit. What's some like Dutch inventions?
Some Dutch inventions. I don't know, the windmill. Let me see if I can find some for you.
Yeah, let's look here. Let's go on a search.
We also we have Dutch inventions and discovery on Wikipedia. It has their own page. Holy crap!
Didn't even know that. See, getting in touch with yourself.
You can't be serious. The microscope, the telescope, the pendulum clock, the electrocardiograph, the phase contrast microscope, the compact disc, the sawmill, the road rule enforcement camera,
the CD player,
the Leyden jar, the pyrometer, the submarine, the artificial kidney, and the submarine snorkel. And we got discoveries, bacteria, spermatozoa, infusoria, plant respiration and photosynthesis, and Australia. So,
Over Australia?
More than I expected, actually.
I'm supposed to be. Damn, yeah. See, I'm telling you, man, when you start looking up your history, man, you'll be surprised, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck y'all really accomplished. And you know what I'm saying? Even though you got a motherfucker that's trying to hold y'all down as a people, you know what I'm saying, to make you feel like you ain't did shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing black people go through every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Well, I would say every culture as a whole, because we all held back from certain part of our history, or we all lied to about parts of our history. You know what I'm saying? Or not told the complete truth. You know? So that's this. You know, I want to go down to this damn compact disc. Because that's something that directly impacts over here. The compact disc was jointly developed by Philips and Sony in the early 1970s. Philips' researchers started experiments with audio-only optical discs, and at the end of the 1970s, this is how long fucking CDs been out, people. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no 90s or 80s type shit. This shit been out since 1970. All right? Philips, Sony, and other companies presented prototypes of digital audio disc. Philips publicly demonstrated a prototype of an optical digital audio disc at a press conference titled Philips' Introduced Compact Disc in Eindhoven, the Netherlands.
Eindhoven is 20 miles from here.
Right down the road, bro. Goddamn CDs was fucking made.
I went to school
there. March 8th, 1979. Damn. 1979 is when the shit really hit the fan, you know what I'm saying? Technology hit the fan.
Sony first publicly demonstrated an optical digital audio disc in September 1976. In September 1978, they demonstrated an optical digital audio disc with a 150-minute playing time and with specifications 44.056 kilohertz sampling rate, which is the standard sampling rate that is today. You had 16-bit linear resolution, cross interleave error correction code, which we still have that today, which is skip control, you know what I'm saying, so the bits won't skip. And then that were very similar to those of the compact disc introduced in 1982. Technical details of Sony's, but this was in 1976 or 78.
Oh, mute.
Like,
that's a short range, this one.
Technical details of Sony's digital audio disc were presented during the 62nd AES convention held March 13 to 16, 1979 in Brussels. And this is what I'm saying, people. None of this shit is no fucking American discovery. None of this shit is American fucking made.
Yeah,
you know, it just pisses me off that motherfuckers always act like, you know, they want to blow the smoke up a motherfucker's ass and say America made everything. And that shit. The thing America made was a ragged-ass goddamn truck called Ford, found on the roadside dead.
I see here that we also invented the road rule enforcement camera. So every time you get a speeding ticket, you got to thank the Dutch for it.
Man. We're going to go into that one day, man. We're going to go on to women's rights. We're going to do a women's rights day on here, too. We're going to cover that just for heaven's sake. You know what I'm saying? We won't leave nobody out the box. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's included in this shit, man. We all been discriminated against in some form or fashion. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's been racial, gender, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you know, looks, you know what I'm saying? You know, some way, some form, how you've been put in, you know, in a fucked up situation. But everybody has, you know what I'm saying? I'm still blowed about this, though. Technical, let's see, where we at? Later that year, Sony and Philips Consumer Electronics, which now is just called Philips, set up a joint task force of engineers to design a new digital audio disc. The task force, led by prominent members Keith Schuhammer, say his name.
Was it another tab?
It's in blue.
Case Schouwhamer Immink.
Case
Schouwhamer Immink.
Schouwhamer?
Schouwhamer Immink.
Immink.
Yeah, that's the one.
Case Schouwhamer Immink. And Toshitara Doi, which is Chinese. Progress the research into laser technology and optical discs that had been started independently by Philips and Sony in 1977 and 1975, respectively. After a year of experimentation and discussion, the task force produced the Red Book, the compact disc standard, and Philips contributed the general manufacturing process based on video laser disc technology. Philips also contributed 8 to 14 modulation, or EFM, which offers both a long time play and a high resilience against disc defects such as scratches and fingerprints, which we have today. While Sony contributed the error correction method, the CIRC, the compact disc story is told by a former member of the task force, which gives background information on many technical decisions made, including the choice of the sampling frequency, playing time, and disc diameter. So, but back in the days, when movies came out on compact disc, when they first came out with the compact disc, you know, the motherfuckers were the size of a 12-inch record. I don't know if y'all had them over there, but that's how they came out over here. The original movies, when they first came out on what we would, we would call DVD. Yeah, on
laser disc.
Yeah.
Gold laser disc record size.
Yeah, it was the size of a motherfucking 12-inch record. And my uncle probably to this day still has, you know what I'm saying, the player and the actual disc, you know what I'm saying, that play. And I mean, you talking about, if you got a good system hooked up, you talking about a clear fucking sound. I mean, that is a clear sound. I mean, back in the day. So but what they did, you know, with everything, you have to new and improve it. You know what I'm saying? Shrink it down and make it more more consumer friendly. So, you know, that's how we get the little DVDs that we have today. But I bet you didn't know that DVDs and most CDs are made out of gold.
Well, the laser disc actually looked gold. It was gold colored all the way. That looked really, mm-hmm. really impressive.
Yeah. So, but it's actually made with gold, though. They're manufactured now here in the U.S. and out of Pennsylvania. It's a company that's mass producing compact discs, the discs themselves. You know what I'm saying? So.
How much
gold would
go into that? Because, yeah, empty CDs are cheap as hell. So,
yeah. That's why they trying to nix CDs now, because it's actually become, they found out it's too cost expensive. You know what I'm saying? They keep kicking these goddamn discs out, and motherfuckers just throwing them away, and really that's just a waste of money. There's no recycling program set up, you know what I'm saying, to get the shit back, or none of that. So, if I have to look that info up too, just to double check, make sure. So let me get this started, man. I want to read you something real quick. Let me get back into the Dutch. Yeah. Hold on. Uh-oh. Green smoke is in the air, people. Caution, caution. There's green poison in the air. Well, not poison, but it's healthy poison. Right. this is a story called with the author unknown. Where would we be without black people? Never thought about that. Anybody ever thought about that? Well, I thought about that. And that's where I found this little story. So check this out. This is a story of a little boy named Theo, who woke up one morning, asked his mother, "Mom, what if there were no black people in the world?" Well, his mother thought about that for a moment and then said, "Son, follow me around today and let's just see what it would be like if there were no black people in the world. Now go get dressed and we will get started." Okay, so Theo ran to his room to put on his clothes and shoes. His mother took one look at him and said, "Theo, where are your shoes?" "Son, I must iron your clothes. Why are they so wrinkled?" Yeah, when she reached for the ironing board, it was no longer there. Yeah, you see, Sarah Boone, a black woman, invented the ironing board, and Jan E. Matzinger. I ain't never heard a black man with that last name. Matzinger. Matzinger. A black man invented the shoe lasting machine, which is how, you know, was the first actual, you know, how to make shoes. "Oh, well," she said, "please go and do something to your hair." Theo ran in his room to comb his hair, but the comb was not there. You see, Walter Sammons, a black man, invented the comb. Theo decided to just brush his hair, but the brush was gone. Lydia O. Newman, a black female, invented the brush. Well, this was a sight. Theo had no shoes, wrinkled clothes, his hair was a mess, even Mom's hair was a mess. Without the hair care inventions of Madam C.J. Walker. Well, you get the picture, okay? Mom told Theo, "Let's do our chores around the house and then take a trip to the grocery store." Theo's job was to sweep the floor. He swept and swept and swept. When he reached for the dustpan, it was not there. You see, Lloyd P. Ray, a black man, invented the dustpan. So he swept his pile of dirt over in the corner and left it there. He then decided to mop the floor, but the mop was gone. You see, Thomas W. Stewart, a black man, invented the mop. This is shit that you when you find out things about yourself, people, if you are not in absolute fucking awe, something is wrong with you. You know, self-discovery is a beautiful thing every day, you know what I'm saying? And when you don't know, you don't know. You know, that's the whole point blank thing about learning new things in life, you know what I'm saying? So, let's keep this moving. Because Theo yelled to his mom, Mom, I'm not having any luck. Well, son, she said, let me finish washing these clothes, and we will prepare a list for the grocery store. When the wash finished, she went to place the clothes in the dryer, but it was not there. You see, George T. Salmon, a black man, invented the clothes dryer. These are all basic necessities that we wouldn't have, period. Mom asked Theo to go get a pencil and some paper to prepare their list for the market. So Theo ran for the paper and pencil, but noticed the pencil lead was broken. Well, he was out of luck because John Love, a black man, invented the pencil sharpener. Yeah, keeps blowing you people, I know. Mom reached for a pen, but it was not there because William Purvis, black man, invented the fountain pen. As a matter of fact, Lee Burridge invented the typewriting machine and W.A. Leavitt the advanced printing press, which is how you got all your newspapers and all the other shit, how they turned around and now they got all your fucking propaganda and shit. Yeah. Thanks, black people. Black people always start shit. Printing press. Theo and his mother decided to go head out to the market. Well, when Theo opened the door, he noticed the grass was as high as he was tall. You see, the lawnmower was invented by John Burr, a black man. Wow. They made their way over to the car and found that it just wouldn't go. You see, Richard Spikes, a black man, invented the automatic gear shift, and Joseph Gamble invented the supercharged system for internal combustion engines, which is your pistons that go up and down to make your shit move. While everybody else was cranking their shit with like a goddamn Fisher-Price toy, you know what I'm saying? Brother came along and said, man, let's put some goddamn horsepower up in this motherfucker, and I ain't talking about real horses. Yeah. They noticed that a few cars that were moving were running into each other and having wrecks because there were no traffic signals. Yeah, you see, Garrett A. Morgan, a black man, invented the traffic light. Damn. Keep it moving, people. We're keeping it moving. Well, it was getting late, so they walked to the market, got their groceries, and returned home. Just when they were about to put away the milk, eggs, and butter, they noticed the refrigerator was gone. Yeah, you see, John Standard, a black man, invented the refrigerator, so they just left the food on the counter. By this time, Theo noticed he was getting mighty cold. Mom went to turn up the heat. However, Alice Parker, a black female, invented the heating furnace, so they didn't have heat. Even in the summertime, they would have been out of luck because Frederick Jones, a black man, invented the air conditioner. You have never, in at least my history, and not definitely not during black history, have heard any of this information or have ever heard this story read out loud, period. This is the first to probably in most of the ears that deal fuck with me anyway, so but it's a pleasure reading it. So, it was almost time for Theo's father to arrive home. He usually took the bus, but there was no bus, because its precursor was the electric trolley, and invented by another black man named Elbert R. Robinson. He usually took the elevator from his office on the 20th floor, but there was no elevator because Alexander Miles, a black man, invented the elevator. He also usually dropped off the office mail at a nearby mailbox, but it was no longer there because Philip Downing, a black man, invented the letter drop mailbox, and William Berry invented the postmarking and canceling machine, which is how you are receiving your mail today. Theo and his mother sat at the kitchen table with their head in their hands. When the father arrived, he asked, "Why are you sitting in the dark?" "Why?" "Because Lewis Howard Latimer, a black man, invented the filament within the light bulb." So all that bullshit, man. I ain't finna get into the Thomas Edison bullshit, but all right. We'll debunk that myth later. Theo quickly learned what it would be like if there were no black people in the world, not to mention if he were ever sick and needed blood, because Charles Drew, a black scientist, found a way to preserve and store blood, which led to his starting the world's first blood bank. You have never in your life heard that. And what if a family member had to have heart surgery? This would have not been possible without Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, a black doctor who performed the first open heart surgery. So you don't have to wonder, like Theo, where would it be, where would we be without black people in the world? It's pretty plain to see it would be very bad. This is not an original story, but one that certainly illustrates the story of the influence of black history very well. You can go to bolweb.utk.edu and look up Schools Bedford Harrisms, and you can find that little story there, and there's probably some other little stories related to it. There you go, people. It's a little creativity, man. You know what I'm saying? The truth will set you free. You know what I'm saying? And most people charge you for this kind of information. Hell, I'm giving it to you. You know, the game is, they say the game is to be sold, not told. You know? But hey. Yeah, that's in the end, man. In the end, but then when you say, can we just be people, not colors, but, hell, the people that we live around, you know what I'm saying, put the barrier of colors up. You know? So. We're living in that world right now, you know what I'm saying? Till the goddamn color barrier gets knocked down like the Berlin Wall, you know.
Well, we've made some progress in the last 100 years.
Oh, well, yeah, we got to get internet.
I don't know.
What else is there, you know, man? Like, what else is there?
I don't know about America, but racism in the Netherlands does not really exist. It does exist, but only on a small scale. We have multiple cultures living in the country for many decades already, and people are just used to it. When you ask me how do you call black people in the Netherlands, I wouldn't know. We call them people.
Right.
We don't
But this is what I'm saying, man. This is why I love talking to you, brother, honestly. Because we're going to be the motherfucking future for knocking all this shit out the box. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to get people, you know what I'm saying, inside the box over here in America, inside the box, to think outside the box. Because when you go over to Europe, you know what I'm saying, when you go over to people's home country, you know what I'm saying, it's just people, it's just different nationalities, but ain't nobody ever walked, no German ever walked up to me and said, "Hey, black man," you know what I'm saying, I ain't never had that, you know what I'm saying, I never had a person when I went to Italy, you know what I'm saying, nobody walked up to me and said, hey, black person, or hey, you black guy, or black anything, it was no color reference, you know what I'm saying. He said, "Hey, how you doing?" And kept it fucking moving. I can say I've never experienced racism. I even went into the fucking McDonald's at 4:05 in the morning, me and my girl, and it was skinheads in the fucking McDonald's. I ordered my goddamn food, said what's up, and walked back out. I spoke. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, shit, the only fear is motherfucking self.
They don't actually have to be skinheads if they have a bald head. It's also a custom in the house scene to have your head shaven and stuff like that.
And
what I'm saying is the stereotype of a person with his head shaved is a racist person, is a skinhead. This is the depiction that they paint in America of Europe and every other country.
Oh, that's not
true. You see what I'm saying? So this is the propaganda, man. It's a real big propaganda machine to keep us against the world against us. Because we all the world, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in this world is just that, living amongst each other. We just got distance that separates us, you know what I'm saying? But the distance, shit, it creates a whole different breed of people, you know? For real, it's that's why I said, man, when I came back home and I said, there is no racism overseas. And people were like, oh, man, you lying. Okay. I'm lying then. Because you too scared to go and find out for yourself, so I'm always be a liar to you anyways. So why the hell I'm going to sit up here, you know what I'm saying, beat myself to try to make you see the truth. You know what I'm saying? You know how many people are so fucking scared to get on an airplane, dog, and get the fuck out of here? I mean, literally, I'm petrified to leave this fucking country, man.
Well,
I mean, people are scared to take a fucking flight and go next door to another state. You talking about let alone get on and go to another country? You know what I'm saying? People got fucking serious horse blinders on, and then it don't help when they throw these fake ass fucking plane crashes or fake motherfuckers that they throw on these goddamn planes to scare people. To make you think that it's terrorists and shit on the goddamn plane. You know, it's propaganda, man, and we living in a big-ass fucking propaganda machine, you know what I'm saying, that really that's keeping this whole world separate. That's what's keeping this world separate. You know what I'm saying? The fucking media, headlines, false reports in the newspaper, false reports on CNN, all these other networks that talk about they reporting the true news and shit. But then in the end, you know what I'm saying, it's lies attached to it. You know, it's cover up attached to it. You know, and that's what's keeping us where we at, you know? Shit.
I had no idea that it's still that big of an issue over there.
What we need to do is having a foreign exchange week. Governments, you need to get together and exchange citizens. You feel me? Not students. It's just a foreign citizen exchange to where, like, me and you know what I'm saying, should have to flip swap for once a week out of every fucking year, you know what I'm saying, 500 fucking residents of your area got a flip with 500 of citizens from America.
You know that if you and I would flip, I would call you the first day. Hey, where can I get some weed over here, please?
Yeah, I know that. But see, I would have left my contacts for you. You know what I'm saying? I already know. You know, hey, and I got a brother. And I let my brothers know, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I got my homie coming from the Netherlands. Hook him up with the good shit. You know what I'm saying? Not the club shit, you know, because we got club weed here, too, now. You don't want the club weed. That's that.
Yeah, but I'll take a look at this, and I'll pop that in a few seconds.
Yeah. But you'll be disappointed because it ain't no haze, man. We won't have the haze and all that good top of the line powerful shit. You have to find the white boys for that. White, and that's one thing about downhill. White boys got the good. I mean that when you hear all the exotic shit, white widow, purple bobble, Maui wowie type shit.
White widow.
That's white
exotic
boys. Yeah, white boys got that. You got to find them to get the perp, get the dro, all, I mean, real shit. Because all they do is, they mainly grow their own shit. You find a lot of white dudes down here, they grow their own shit. You know what I'm saying? We got 10,000 little hydroponic shops, you know what I'm saying, set up to teach you how to grow your shit hydroponically.
Yeah,
they disguised it as vegetable shops. You know what I'm saying? And how to grow your vegetables. Yeah, tomatoes.
How to grow tomatoes.
Right. If you can grow a tomato, you can grow some weed.
Yeah, I did that before. In my previous house, I had 64 plants up in the attic.
And it by hydroponically?
Half and half. We did the most thing manual labor. It was hydroponically, but we manually fed the water and stuff. It gives you a little bit more control instead of when you do it automatically.
Yeah, you do got two kind of skinheads though. You got a skinhead like a culture, and then you got skinheads as the Aryan race and all that type shit, which still fucking kills me. How do you know what always blew me about motherfucking skinheads is how do you identify with some shit that has nothing to do with you? Germany has nothing to do with you. Adolf Hitler has nothing to do with these crazy ass motherfucking white boys over here. They don't know the history. They don't know nothing. All they know is how to put their hand in the air. Say, what the fuck are you saying how Hitler for?
That's just pure hatred, I guess.
It's pure ignorance is what it is. Or you just trying to stand out and be somebody or have somebody notice you. You want attention. And nobody's not giving you that proper attention. So I got to fucking run around with my ass hanging out. You know what I'm saying? In order for somebody to say, hey, look, he's doing something. He's somebody. I mean, we got people in the world like that. You know what I'm saying? Really, we got people in the world just like that. Not that they trying to be racist. It's because, you know, shit, they was neglected in fucking school, didn't have no friends and shit. Instead of joining the goddamn police department, they joined a little, you know, stupid little goddamn so-called gang or some shit like that, that, you know, think that they feel alone, and they're just followers. You know what I'm saying? That's all they are, a bunch of fucking followers. And in the end, it gets you nowhere. It really gets you nowhere. That really confused me. I'm like, oh, hi, Hitler. Like, bitch, you scared to even go to Germany to even learn the true history of, you know what I'm saying, of what even it takes to be a fucking skinhead. You know, if you're going to be it, you know what I'm saying, be it. You know what I'm saying? Don't motherfucking just claim some shit. You know, that's like you saying, well, you know, that's like you saying you're American and shit. You know what I'm saying? Knowing goddamn well, you know, you from the Netherlands, so you from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I know a little bit more about Germany because that's very close by. But for example, when I go to Firefox's show, he talks a lot about politics and stuff like that. I really have no idea what he's talking about.
Which, man, hey, I love you for that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, geez, man, it's the breath of fresh air that somebody ain't feeding in on the bullshit that we getting fed.
Yeah, well, what I don't understand is you got the choice between two presidents. How can you make a perfect fit to how you feel in politic decisions with the choice of only two? We have like 15, 16, maybe more parties that have like 10, 15 different members. And all the parties have their own opinions about like 20, 25 subjects. And so you can choose between all the parties to find a person, a party that really fits your need. And that's something I really miss about the American system.
We have that. But that is not mentioned. And that is not pushed at when it's time to vote. They don't tell you about the Green Party, the Brown. It's so many parties, really. When you go to vote, there's over like 20, 30 parties on the voting ballot. But the media does not put out that there are other available parties, such as the Independent Party, the Socialist Party. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you really fucking, you know, you got pet parties. You got people just created their own parties for their own choice. We have that, brother. We really do have that, but that is, you will never see that pushed at any election. The only parties that they try to make matter is Democrat and Republican. That's the only thing that they try to say that is the only party of choice. Hell, fuck no, man. You got 20 fucking choices over 20 to 30 people that are running for president at every fucking election. But the only thing of it is, they don't have the goddamn money to get their punk ass on the fucking telly of a lies of a vision and get theyself out there to the world and mass media. That is the problem.
We had an election.
They don't have a machine.
A few weeks ago, and I was browsing through all the parties, and I really didn't know what to pick because most of them, they shared a few points that I agreed on, but they weren't the perfect fit. So finally, I went for the safe votes, and that was the Animal Party. They stick up for animal rights, and they were in favor of complete legalization of marijuana. Okay, you got my vote.
That's real. You got, damn, I think I've seen that on the ballot. I believe I've seen that on the ballot, too, because we, I mean, believe it or not, you know what I'm saying, with somehow we share, you know, similar parties and shit, you know what I'm saying? But it shows that it is other means. But then when you know what I'm saying, when you start voting for this other kind of party, man, they'll scandalize it, slander it so fucking bad to make nobody want to try to vote for it and make it seem like it's a lost cause. It's only about the Republicans, only about the Democrats. Man, fuck that. The independent party to me is the best party, you know what I'm saying? Be independent. Be with your own choice. Be your own man. Make your own decision.
I want to hear what the people have to say for themselves and about themselves. I don't really care what they want to say about the other party, about the other team. It's like when you got a president election, it's mostly slander. Between the he did that and he's not an American and he smoked dope and I don't care about that. I want to know your standpoints on certain situations and in politics, and I don't care what you think about the other guy.
Yeah, because I already let everybody know my campaign, my platform is to legalize marijuana. Now, whatever the fuck else y'all want after that, goddamn it, then it's up to the American people, because that's what the president is technically supposed to be for. You know what I'm saying? Working for the American people, a representative of the American people to the world. You know what I'm saying? Versus, you know, you all happening to deal with, you know, 200 people in Congress, 200 people in the Senate, 200 people in the House of Representatives, and 200 people in the Supreme Court, which is the steps that it takes, you know what I'm saying, for the president to even be where he's at. And for bills and all this other kind of shit, ordinances and all this other kind of shit, to even get to the president. You know what I'm saying? We have checks and balances in place, but the problem of it is, there's too many motherfucking checks getting distributed. That's why the shit is unbalanced.
Well, I think both political systems aren't perfect. We got so many parties in the political system that it's really hard to come to a decision. Decision making takes a long, long time because you got a lot of people with different viewpoints talking together, trying to find the middle way.
Hey, majority, this is what they've learned. Majority rules. So if they can control the majority, they're going to rule. But if you're controlling the majority by lies and propaganda and fixing the motherfucking ballots, fixing votes and all that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing correct about that, you know what I'm saying? Nothing cool about that. Oh, man. Shouts out to Evelyn Angel. She'll be pulling up out of here in a minute. She got to take the kid to the doctor, so she's sick. Lord, please bless the little kitties out there in virtue land. You know what I'm saying? May they get well soon and prosper. Amen. Let's slow down here. Sawmill. We use the sawmill. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you ain't never heard Dutch getting no credit for that. The road rule enforcement camera, Dutch people, yeah.
Well, the Dutch people were kind of like assholes in the golden age. Because, slavery and stuff, that wasn't, they used that too. They even made whole continents addicted to drugs to to make them do as they wanted.
Are you talking about the American government?
No,
oh,
I'm talking about
bad.
The Dutch people
not
in
bad.
The Golden Age.
Not bad. That sounds like our government.
Well,
you know, our government must be Dutch. Yeah. We got a goddamn Dutch government under British rule. Hey, this is a bitch, and they call us Americans. Whoa, we fucked up. We fucked up, what? Huh. What the hell's a pyrometer?
Pyrometer? Let me look that up for you.
I'm looking at it. It's a temperature measuring device, which may consist of several different arrangements, but it don't show no picture of it.
Okay. I can do a Google images search. Oh, I got it there.
And the submarine, man, that's big right there. The submarine, the snorkel, and artificial kidney. All of those are like, wow. And you have never heard no credit, you know what I'm saying? Give it. Cornelius Drebbel was the inventor of the first navigable submarine while working for the Royal Navy. Using William Burns's design from 1578, he manufactured a steerable submarine with a leather-covered wooden frame. Between 1620 and 1624, Drebbel successfully built and tested two more submarines, each one bigger than the last. The final, third model had six oars and could carry 16 passengers. This model was demonstrated in King James I. Huh?
In the 1600s?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, this is how long this shit's been out. But they want to make you think this is new technology. This motherfucker made a submarine out of a leather-covered wood.
Uh-huh. That's amazing.
Leather-covered wood. And he actually sat in this bitch and went underwater in it. Man, please. Human ingenuity is a motherfucker.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't be the first person to go down in that thing. Let somebody else try that out.
The submarine stayed submerged for 3 hours and could travel from Westminster to Greenwich and back, cruising at a depth of from 12 to 15 feet or 4 to 5 meters. The submarine was tested many times in the Thames, but never used in combat. Damn. Thank you, Dutch people, for your contribution to destruction. Fucking destruction. That's all it led to. Goddamn destruction. Shit. All right, man. Let's take a little motherfucking break here and get into a little something. And then we'll get back into a little more combo. This is my homegirl, Buffy, letting y'all know.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mouth Hines presents Buck and NR Image Artist Seminar, Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and find yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtime.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
On track.
Crazy that my wrist so cold. Is it that my whip so cold?
Fresh, head on tick. Keep a bad bitch, got sex on dick. Riding the whip, they ain't even seen yet. That's a 2012, man, how you get there? I'm about my business and I'm about my spinach. The watch sick again, I gotta take it to the clinic. The band got a fever and the bevel got the colic. Ain't nothing but pneumonia, give it antibiotics. My charm so icy, my chain so heavy. The haters don't like me. You can get it high, get it if you you gon' stack your paper.
Say it at my wrist so cold. Is it at my whip?
You would never catch me where a bitch nigga be. Blood type G, blood hater negative. Like it ain't on my job, that's a motherfucking negative. Walk with a swagger, sharp as a dagger. Tell her how it is, I ain't never been a bragger. The poor well kept, see for yourself. Different bear kicks every day that I sell. Might be some nice, might be some gators. I like what I'm saying and you might be a hater. White navigator, V10 engine. White paint sitting on a whole lot of inches.
Leave me aboard. Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be tuned up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host Saya Knight from the Netherlands. Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smelly Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Dear General, no girls to notice enough for them, you know. I get crazy in time them see a man, you know. And them get hot in time them see a man. I want to sing me a tell us, brag upon them, man. Bust upon them. Watch ya. 24-1-7-10, too long. You know, stop mad, you matey, all direction. 24-1-7-10, too long. You know, stop mad, you matey, all direction. Matey, madagel. New brand dress, I kill them. Matey, madagel. Brand new shoes, they match them. Matey, madagel. New hairstyle, they test them. Matey, madagel. Can't give you no problem. Your mate, I try test, but your mate already. Because your mate, no, she borrow from somebody. Are you your man want time for your matey? I run down your man like she not easy. But for your man I use him, I use your matey. You are the woman a house, so you ever ready. Ya wash and you a cook, I keep the place tidy. So right now you can show up on your matey. 24-1-7 takes too long. In a stock mad your matey, all direction. 24-1-7 takes too long. In a stock mad your matey, all direction. Come matey is a girl where him can go a dance. When him a rub and when him a tangle on. But you as the wife, him carry out a club. Lord my God, a man him kill you with love. Everything where you want, him have to forgive. And you know for your matey a check negative. She say, leave your man cause she acting stupid. Cause your man no want her cause everything him a give. Matey mad again, new brand shoes that kill them. Matey mad again, new hairstyle to match them. Matey mad again, brand new frock I kill them. Matey mad again, new brand dress to match them. Him buy your house pan a nice piece of land. The cure your matey wanna cure how she program. She not get nothing. She's like a bag of ban. I wish she just a do, she just a run down your man. Are you your man love and no want another one? Him give you a son and a daughter, you no man. That simple mean you are the loving woman. A little later, him put the ring for your hand. 24
once ever take too long. You know, stop by your mate all direction. 24 once ever take too long. You know, stop by your mate all direction. A serious thing to take a girl, man. Got them the type of living is outer. And every poor have a stick out a bush now, man. So why the girl that can't go look a next man? Every time them get up a fool round of people, man. But tell your mate, say she have to change her plan. A new brand study, a new brand action. Because for your mate come in like a rang bang. 24 once ever take too long. You know, stop by your mate all direction. 24 once ever take too long. You know, stop by your mate all direction. Mate him mad again, brand new shoes and kill them. Mate him new brand new style to match them. Mate him mad again, brand new dress and kill them. Every outfit you wear, there be no problem. I see.
Upbringing, golden fucking heartless. Nothing but a process. Some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target. Some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy? Some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to. The day that I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they would have asked and I would have told, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop for me and it's all so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldier. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money. This is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud. We just call out the hit. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip hop ain't dead. It just needed some new logic for your head. The jackal. See now. Let's go. Now if they would have asked and I would have told, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop. You've gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too.
The fuck is going on? Damn, what kind of shit was that? All right, people, it is time. Let me go on ahead and walk on over here. Back up. I've been this mofo flipper and get the news started. It's time for another news of the day, man. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you in part by. Man, this shit's fucked up. I'm about to get pissed off. Hold your ears. All right, here we go. Damn, this shit jacked up today, man. This fucking switchboard jacked up, man. Real jacked up. Matter of fact, let me see if I can get the porn music started, and then I'll switch up browsers. There we go. And let me get out of that. All these goddamn screensavers, bullshit. Get the fuck off the screen. Hate pop-ups, people. I hate pop-ups, man. You do too? Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah,
I know. Ik wil wat ijskoud bier.
Ik wil wat ijskoud bier.
Ijskoud bier. Ik wil wat... Wait a minute, say that one more time.
Ik wil wat ijskoud bier.
Ik wil wat... Ik wil wat ijskoud bier.
Oh, how the Dutch people say it. Biertje!
Yeah, I'm gonna run up in a bar and say that. Biertje! Did you just say you want a fucking beer, you jerk? Hey, brother, we don't accept that talk here. I don't know who taught you that shit, but they taught you the wrong thing. Fucking setup. You know,
no, that's no setup. That's no setup. It's actually a commercial that brought that in. I can show it to you if you want to.
Oh. What?
I'll look it up for you.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, people, this is news coming from around the world, and I mean the world. This is Weed's Day Wednesday, man, live right out of Tampa Bay, Florida, 813 Killsburg County. You know what I'm saying? Trade folks. And we all the way over in Netherlands by way of an itty-bitty city called...
Where I live?
Yeah.
Land? Where I live, it's called Roermond.
Roermond.
Roermond, yeah.
Roermond. That's the R-O-E-R-M-O-N-D?
R-O-E-R-M-O-N-D, yes.
Yeah, Roermond. Roermond.
I posted a commercial for you. If you look at that, in the end, you will see him walk into a bar.
And yell that.
And yell that, yes.
Heineken. Oh, he don't say nothing. Hold on.
When it stops snowing. Upper ski stop.
What the? Be a jerk. Be a jerk.
Be a
I can
jerk.
Say that. Be a jerk. Sorry, be a jerk. Don't say that in the. Don't come to America saying that, brother. Just some word you want to make sure you got the correct translation for. Because they can get your ass kicked or get you in a fight. That's one of them. You don't run in the bar and say, be a jerk. Did this motherfucker say, be a jerk? All right, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fucking jerk then. Damn. You better get it. You better get somebody else.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
Can you tell me which sample that is? All out of bubble gum? Because I know another sample of that, and I think that one is cooler.
That's, what the hell movie is that from? Is it Wedding Crashers?
I don't know.
It's the same dude that played in Wedding Crashers.
Which year is that movie from?
Shit, you can get me lying. Early 2000, I guess.
Okay, there is a game in the early 90s that's called Duke Nukem. And same sample is in that game. What did he say again? I like to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
What? Oh, well, let's find out, people. Let's go in on it, shall we?
I'll have them for you in a minute.
Soundboard, bam. Good old soundboards, man. Let's check out the soundboard. Duke Nukem. Duke.
On YouTube for the other people. Posting it in the chat room.
Sorry, people.
Let's get the porn back on or something. Get something going on.
I got the sample posted in the chat room. It's on YouTube.
Get the whole thing. Yeah, I'm bored. There we go.
We don't say yes no more, we say absolutely. Doing it independent, absolutely. Ashwood, no sleep damage, absolutely. Ain't in the hook up with a major, absolutely. I grind, absolutely. I shine, absolutely. Network, absolutely. We work, absolutely.
See what we got here, people.
Did you ever hear of Ventrilo harassment, by the way?
No.
No? Oh. I got another link for you. Where people go in chat box to harass other people by playing audio samples and stuff, like a crank call, but a little bit nerdier.
He's pretty profound, people.
I like to rip off your head and get down your neck.
There you go.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. Let it go.
They stole the line.
Off of Duke Nukem. You know what?
I'll rip your head off and shit down your neck.
They stole that one. They stole my actor. Listen, actor, I don't trust you. And I'll rip off your neck and shit down your something like that. Didn't he say that?
And shit down your neck.
Yeah, what that one is. Wow, everybody's stealing Duke Nukem's shit. I gotta steal me some shit too. Fuck it. We'll be uploading some Duke Nukem coming soon.
If you ever have a chance to look at the Ventrilo harassment link I posted, that's pretty funny.
Oh, which one? The second one?
The third one, the last link I posted in the chat room.
Yeah. Hey, look, check this out. I'm finna click on this other link. This is for the Duke Nukem. Download some sounds, man, and upload them. Bam. There you go.
Okay, get off the fence, or I'll have you back.
Eat shit and die. I've got balls of steel. That's interesting.
You have just been banned from the bank server. And
blow it out your ass.
Who did that? Hold on 1 minute.
That was somebody's playing a joke on someone again.
Who's that?
Blow it out your ass.
You think that's fucking funny? Do you fucking think I'm fucking laughing?
I've got balls of steel. I've got balls of steel.
10 minutes later.
I've got balls of steel. Balls of steel. 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 Balls of steel.
It has to be somebody from the guild or somebody that we know.
Oh, I hope not, because I don't think your mother's very happy about it.
I don't think so either.
I want every person written down who's on the guild right
now. I've got balls of steel.
And when the
I've got balls of steel.
Get the
I've got balls
of
steel.
Off my goddamn
head off and shit down your neck.
What the hell is a vent?
It's a chat server where you can talk to each other on audio. And they break into the system, so they can log in as an administrator, and they have full access to the chat room.
Yeah.
It only does it when you talk.
Blow it out your ass.
So is this a website or something?
No, it's a program you can chat on with each other, kind of like Talkbox, where you can type and have audio conversation with each other.
So it's like having your own internet.
Yeah, people have too much free time on their hands.
Pretty much. Yeah, she cursing like, damn.
Did she say already, I'm going to find you and I'm going to be a real dick? Huh? What?
Blow it out your ass. It's okay, just get on, officer chat.
Congratulations, I just found out who you are.
All right, yeah, enough of that. 20 minutes later, god damn, he's steady fucking with him. Hey, people, y'all want to go and check that out, man. Go to YouTube.com and look up Ventrilo Harassment, Duke Nukem style. Yeah. All right, people, I got to give you some goddamn news, man. Washington dicks on chicks. Yeah, that's where we're at. Washington, D.C., people, dicks on chicks. Your money. Uh-huh. Which, if you didn't know that, inmates get $9 million in home buyer tax credits. Oh, man, it's so stupid that you got to laugh, people. Nearly 1,300 prison inmates wrongly received more than $9 million in tax credits for home buyers despite being locked up when they claimed they bought a home. Yeah. The investigator said 241 of the inmates were serving life sentences. In all, more than 14,100 taxpayers wrongly received at least $26.7 million in tax credits that were meant to boost the nation's slumping housing markets. Yeah, right. Said the report by J. Russell George, the Treasury Department's Inspector General for Tax Administration. I'll buy that for a dollar. I didn't get that check in the mail. So I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about, $26 million. Shit. Damn sure didn't make his way in Tampa, Florida. So, mother get damn. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Loud sex with a... Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Homeless woman. Right. Can't find any cooter in the bar. Go and find it on the corner. Yeah. It'll be there for you. Police in South Carolina said a man allegedly stabbed his roommate during an argument about how loud he was being during sex with a homeless woman. Investigators said the 58-year-old victim told them he had returned to his Myrtle Beach home to find his roommate, Russell Willis Shepherd, 40, having loud sex with a homeless woman.
I hope he put her under the shower first.
Ah, well, I'm pretty sure he washed her off. Ah, man. That's fucked up. Yeah, you still get an award, brother. Can't be stabbing your roommates and shit over sex. What kind of shit is this world coming to, people? Having to the days of just banging on the goddamn door and say, hey, pipe it down. I can hear you over here, you know what I'm saying? And fucking, I can smell her over here, too, at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Goddamn old.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, and after them motherfuckers having
sex. Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
I mean, ugh. Don't stunk up my shoulders just thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. Let's keep it moving. Because I got to eat. Deuce in the background, you know what I'm saying? All right, check this out. Let's go on over here to, where the hell we at? Let's keep moving this thing on around. This is a good one. Oh, yeah. West Valley City, Utah. Naked woman steals cars. Leads officers on chase. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Bet you didn't see that one on Cops. A woman who police say stole two cars and led them on a chase all while she was naked is now in jail. Oh, where was I? Man, I wanted to see that one. Yeah. West Valley City officers stopped her with a taser. The 31-year-old woman from Kearns was booked after getting a mental evaluation. This was certainly an unusual call for West Valley City officers. They say it's laughable now, but mostly they're just happy no one was seriously injured. Damn. Well, right here in good old Miami, Florida, swimming in 20 million gallons of raw sewage. Yeah. Repairs continue on the 72-inch broken sewage pipe in Miami Gardens that sent 20 million gallons of raw sewage all the way to the intracoastal over the weekend. Questions remain over whether authorities did enough to notify people who were already on the beach and in the water. If there had been so much effort to get the word out about the 20 million gallons of raw sewage dumped into that water, why did almost no one know? And I haven't heard that in any news besides this nutty news that today. That is nasty. Yeah, I'll give you an award for that one because that's nasty. Let me beam in 425 real quick, like, and then hand out a quick award. Come on, man. What the fuck is going on with this switch today, man? This shit is sucking, man. Alright, well, where's Bean at, man? I can't even get the damn Bean to beam nobody up to the damn Bean room. There we go. Damn. Heavenly angels in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, that was hard to beam me in because I'm in the car. You had to beam the car in, too.
Oh,
that was a hard beam.
Oh. You should have warned me. You should have warned me. You know what I'm saying? You should have warned me.
Sorry, yeah.
Hey, you got to beam in everything. What's happening in Washington's sexist female out there, huh?
I wish. Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm on the road taking my kid to the doctor.
Oh, what happened? What happened?
Oh, I guess there's some kind of virus going around where your throat is sore and you're coughing and lasts about three weeks. She's had it for 2 weeks. I'm taking her in.
Oh, do me a favor. Chop her in the throat and tell her to get better.
She's working on it. We're working on it.
Oh, my bad. I guess
we're here
not
now,
true.
But I'm listening to the nutty news from around the world.
The world. Yeah, tell her to get better, though. You know what I'm saying?
The
world. Yeah, you're going to be in the hospital in a minute. You say that again. The world. Wow. All right, people, look, I'm going to switch up my shit real quick. So, oh, wait a minute. You got this on speakerphone?
Hey, you got to say that different on a Wednesday. What
the fuck was that?
You have to say that different on a Wednesday. Wednesday. I mean,
Oh, yeah. What? I'm in the world, and I'm in the world. All right, let's keep this thing moving, man. I got a smoother switchboard back up, man. I think we're going to be doing pretty good now. I think we're going to be doing pretty good. All right, let's get my favorite Mexican music in the background. Connecticut! 100-degree temps on flight from London to Newark. Yeah. 300 travelers started the summer with an airplane nightmare they will not soon forget. Hundreds of Newark-bound passengers sat for 4 hours on a tarmac in a stifling cabin after bad weather diverted their flight from London in Connecticut, and union regulations grounded it there. To make matters worse, passengers said the plane's generators shut down for the second time, leaving them with no air conditioning. Damn. Y'all motherfuckers are hot, Dennis. I done been on that, though. I ain't going to say that, but I mean, I've been on the plane, you know, before they get ready to take off. And they ain't, got the damn, what's my call? The air on and shit. Man, that shit, they'll be hotter than a bitch just for that little old moment.
I guess so. Especially when it's standing out in the sun for a couple of hours.
Yeah, you baking, people. You are definitely baking. Over in North Carolina, man is hit by lightning, then mauled by a bear. Damn, nah, man. Some guys have all the fucked up luck. And then there's Rick Oliver, who might be one of the unluckiest men in the state. I ain't going to say if not the world. Some motherfuckers done been hit by one car and then turn around, bam, get hit by another car, roll over the car, and bam, got hit by a damn truck. He hadn't beat that record yet. But Oliver was mauled by a bear in his otherwise peaceful front yard a few weeks ago. Ever since he was struck by lightning in 2006, Oliver says he's had trouble sleeping. About 2 a.m., he heard a distant rustling. As he turned to investigate, he was dealt a heavy blow. I heard this strange huffing, Oliver said, and the next thing I know, I had been run over and stepped on by a bear. Damn. But as crazy as that, as crazy as that sounds, people. Yeah.
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
On your day off, you get trampled by a bear. What kind of shit is that? Damn. All right. Let's keep this thing moving, people. All right, and we're going over here to Never Never Land. Oh, come on, man. Australia. And, I want to take this way across the world. Let's go way across the world. Where men shoot each other to see if it hurts. I smell the warts written all over this one. Yeah. Let me line that up for him. Get that ready for him. Two men required surgery to remove slug pellets from their backsides.
Backside.
After shooting each other to see if it would hurt. The 34-year-old Victorian mates were enjoying an afternoon beer drinking session when they decided to shoot one another with an air rifle to see whether it would penetrate their skin or cause pain, Victoria police said. They thought they were fine, but were admitted to hospital 2 days later, requiring surgery.
Which one should they shoot get? At three
which,
first?
Which one should they get? They shot each other.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I mean, y'all, man, here y'all go.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Bitch.
I mean, yeah, that's what it should be. I'm going to put that in there. You go back, bitch, all that bitch. Like, where the fuck that came from? Yeah,
the following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Okay, just wanted to let you guys know. So, won't be any lawsuits pending. You know what I'm saying? Because I warned you. And if you want to ever be a part of the program, I haven't made up the damn shit that I'm going to make that up. 347-237-5125. Matter of fact, Si, if you want to do that, you know what I'm saying? We need a promo, you know what I'm saying? For everybody to call in, you know what I'm saying? So you can hook that up. We can get that get that pop. Throw some techno to it or something. You know what I'm saying? If not, send it to me and I'll put it together.
Look who's made it to the chat room. Welcome, Jackal. Thanks for showing up. Better late than ever.
Alright. The prophet himself. The Jackal. Hey, Deb Daly is in the building, people. My kilt is in the building. Also, shouts out to Dan the Man, Shelly Belly. All righty then. Heavenly Angel, Paranormally, which is Deb Daly on the flip side, undercover. Hey, Kilf, how you doing, girl? Everybody, Kilf is C-I-L-F, cheerleader, I love the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Ow! That's what I'm talking about. Welcome. All right. Uh-oh. Somebody's back on the line. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Where is it? Whoa. I'm beaming you back in, Heavenly Angel. Okay. Heavenly Angel.
Hey, baby, would you like some fried without shake?
Oh.
We're in the doctor's office now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
we're already
tell
here.
Tell the doctor.
Okay, let's go ahead and wait.
Gotta go. My meds are kicking in.
All my ladies out there, Deb Daly, just want to let you know, baby.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
Because I'm all over you, baby. I'm all over you. Ow! All right, we got to keep this moving, man. Get the porn going. All right, get that good porn music going. Get a little bit of porn, people. All right, if you don't have porn in your life, email me and I'll put some in your life. You know what I'm saying? Talk about porn, people. Females only.
What can we do for you today?
Yeah. Give me some porn. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me, people. My bad. Disregard that, nurse. Disregard that. All right, man. Over in New York City, man, we're Naked Cowboy and Naked Cowgirl.
Okay.
Fight it out.
Oh,
right.
If they are really naked, how do you know that's a cowboy and a cowgirl?
Right. Well, no, they're not, like, completely naked. But New
they
York City's famous naked cowboy wants a bikini-clad woman who calls herself the Naked Cowgirl to stop ripping off his trademark. The Times Square cowboy has sent a cease and desist letter to Sandy Kane, a former stripper who's now a fixture of the city comedy scene. Your use of Naked Cowgirl is essentially identical to the Naked Cowboy and is clearly in violation of Burks' trademark. Bitch, you standing your dumb ass out in the street with your fucking shirt off, which technically is public indecency. How in the hell he getting away with it because he got a fucking guitar over his crotch is beyond the fuck out of me.
Hey,
I'll buy that for no dollar.
The naked cowgirl over the naked cowboy.
Yeah, but she in a bikini. She in a bikini. Plus, we got chicks down here that sell hot dogs on the side of the road in bikinis. Who would you rather buy from? Fat guy with the goddamn New York dogs or the chicks with the bikini dogs?
It depends. If you're hungry, you'll buy from the fat guy because he knows
how
to cook.
Well, yeah,
because
he knows he's going
to
hook you up.
And if you're horny, you buy from the good-looking one.
I really wasn't that hungry. I mean, horny. I mean, hungry. I mean, hot dog, please. Hot dog, please. let's go to Salgus. What is that at? Well, we're in Salgus, please. I don't know where the hell that is, but we're in Salgus. We're smartest driver in the world. Yeah. Driver pulling the gas station with limo on fire. Right, that's the best place to pull. Hey, next to the pump. Yeah, let's fill it up while it's on fire. Dumbass. A limousine with half dozen people had to pull over on Route 1 when the vehicle's interior ignited in flames over the weekend. Engine 1, Engine 3, and Ladder 1 responded to the Gulf gas station at 368 Broadway around 11:30 p.m. for a report of a limousine on fire. The driver made a poor choice to pull into a gas station with the limo on fire. Fire Chief Blanchard said that wasn't a good decision on his part. Yeah, but it was an emergency. You know, I mean, in that instance right there, you got a lot of passengers. They got to get the fuck up out of here. I mean, what else you going to do? Shit hurt. You know, shit happens sometimes. You know, if he had other choice, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have rolled it up in there. You know what I'm saying? But still, could have been a more tragic situation. You know what I'm saying? Could have been more tragic. So, Phoenix, Arizona, the country of Mexico, people. Listen to this shit. The country of Mexico sues the state of Arizona over immigration law. Ain't this a bitch? And this is what I keep saying. It's not about what the law is, how it's designed. It is the American mentality of where it will end up. Mexico is asking a federal court in Arizona to declare the state's new immigration law unconstitutional. Lawyers for Mexico submitted a legal brief in support of a lawsuit challenging the law. Mexico also says it has a legitimate interest in defending its citizens' rights and that the law would lead to racial profiling, which I don't give a shit how you say it, feel about it, spray it. That's what it's going to lead to. That's not what the officers start out, but just like the citizens on patrol didn't start out to be fucking police that's busting into your goddamn house now, stealing all your fucking pot. But that's where we started from. Citizens on patrol. Just normal citizens that got tired of thugs in the goddamn neighborhood tearing up shit. So they band together, put some t-shirts on, you know what I'm saying, and police their own neighborhood. But then we got the motherfucking government come in and actually make a program out of it. And now we all programmed to accept that we got citizens ripping other citizens off in the name of justice. So kudos to you, goddamn Mexico. Fucking right. Sue the shit out their ass, man. Goddamn right. All right. Hell yeah. Fucking right, they'll win it. Shit, kind of bullshit they keep trying to pull, man. Did anybody know that Michael Jackson's estate has generated $1 billion since his death? Damn. At the time of his death last June, Michael Jackson was reportedly deeply in debt and had agreed to sign on for an unprecedented 50-date run at the O2 Arena in London. What the hell is that? As means of turning his financial fortunes around. But thanks to a flurry of merchandising deals and a flood of nostalgia-fueled music sales, his estate has generated nearly $1 billion in the past year. Billboard broke down the source of that windfall, determining that nearly half of it came from the robust music sales following the singer's shock death on June 25th, 2009. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see who benefited from all them goddamn music sales, though. Punk-ass motherfuckers found goddamn Michael Jackson's hidden. They found like 30 albums hidden by Michael Jackson, man, that this motherfucker was going to come back out and release. And, you know, I really think that's why they killed him, you know what I'm saying? But we'll never know until like 20 years later when the motherfuckers do a goddamn History Channel tell-all, true-fall and shit, the true death of Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? And they'll tell all the goddamn truth when most half the people is dead and shit and don't give a fuck no more. It's very sad. It's very sad. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady and Torque, you know what I'm saying, up in here, a.k.a. Miss PC. Bye! I see you, guy. Oh, my bad. My bad. Hold your ears. Hold your ears, people. And we only got 3 minutes left. I'd like to thank everybody, first off, for coming through. You know what I'm saying? And if you would like this promo sent to you, please email me at wdgeradio@gmail.com, and I will reply.
Beanie Boy, energized. Energized. Are you ready to be tuned up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell. So good, an international co-host, Saya Knight, from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Yeah, I know I sound motherfucking professional, so don't goddamn get me wrong.
I come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mouth Times presents Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission. So stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Yeah. Well, we didn't talk a lot about weed today, but yeah, I sure smoked some.
I'm fucking choking right now, man. You know, I got it. I'm so happy. I got like 4 blunts left, man. I mean, so y'all imagine what the rest of my day is finna be like.
Well, you've seen my back.
Yeah. Well, this is the rest of my day gonna be like. Wednesday, Wednesday, smoke them if you got them, goddammit. And if you ain't smoking, I don't know what the f*** you doing. I don't know what the f*** you is doing. But we is up out this own bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like to thank y'all for riding out. with the Starship Smelling Prize right here on Wreck of the Game Radio, WDGE Radio, where WDGE means we deliver the great entertainment worldwide, and I mean the world.
Come back tomorrow, people.
You're coming back, man. Look out for us. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Throw down Thursdays, man. We're going to throw down and get ready for the weekend once again. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big from Florida all the way up to the Netherlands. Peace.